A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. That is with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to the Lord of all systems of knowledge. Alhamdulillah, Ahmaduhu, Wasta'inuhu, Wasta'dihi, Wasta'firahu. All praise is due to Allah. I praise him, I seek his assistance, I seek his guidance, and I ask for his forgiveness. Ashhadu la ilaha illahu la sharika lahu, ashhadu anna Muhammada abduhu rasuluhu. I bear witness there is no God but Allah, the one who has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad, the peace and the blessing be upon him, is his servant and his messenger. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu al kareel al muslimin Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. All praise due to Allah. We ask Allah's peace and blessings be on the best among the prophets, Muhammad, as well as on his family and his companions. Ameen. We seek refuge from Allah, with Allah, subhanAllah, with Allah, from our own weaknesses, faults, and errors. All praise due to Allah, who sent down upon us most clear in his book and later revealed in the last ayah, this day I have completed for you your way of life and completed my blessings and favor upon you and chose al-Islam as your way of life. I advise you as well as I advise myself to first have regard, consciousness, awareness, taqwa for Allah the Most High and obey in him. Dear Muslim believers, again I greet you. Assalamu alaikum. And Jumma Mubarak. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Wa iqimi as-salata talarafayi. An-nahari wa zalatan subhanallah. Minna layli. Inna Aksanati Yuthina Asayati Thalika Thikra Lilithla Kilrin Meaning. Salakallahu Adin, surely Allah speaks the truth. And the translation is as follows: an established prayer at the ends of the 2 day and approach of the night. Indeed, good deeds do away with misdeeds. That is a reminder for those who remember. And we say, Salak Allah with Deen, surely Allah speaks the truth. And today's khutbah title, inshallah, is The Benefits of Standing Up for Salat Prayer, Part 2. Because as you know, last week I can only do the first two words of the ayat. So, report a hadith of Muhammad, peace be upon him. The first act of a servant he will be accountable for on the day of judgment will be prayer. If it is good, then the rest of his acts will be good. And if it is evil, the rest of his acts will be evil. A second report of hadith, reported from the Messenger of Allah, he said, have taqwa of Allah wherever you may be and follow up a bad deed with a good deed, which will wipe it out, and behave well towards the people. So inshallah, this is a continuing the thought pattern I started with last week with this ayat. And again, you know, I want to bring that Allah is telling us, I'm going to need a bottle of water. Allah is telling us, please, inshallah, at the end of this ayat, this is a reminder for those who are mindful, who remember. Remember Allah, remember your creator, your God. And now I want to get a little bit more into the dhikr, to the remembrance. And we know that it is the best thing we can do in our lives. Remembrance for our creator is something that we should work on every day. Because it is, thank you, my brother. Because it is that remembrance that keeps us on the right mode of contact. It gives us the balance that we need when we're dealing with the situations that come up in our lives. And this starts with Allah commanding us to establish in us the salat. And I'm not going to redo the khutbah from last week. For those that weren't here, it was recorded. But That was the command. And in it was the first step. And we did learn that it is not just the physical, it is the spiritual. It's more than just the ritual. And now Allah is going into more of the concrete with and establish the prayer at the two ends of the day and the first hours of the night. We will definitely go to the physical aspect of our worship because now we have times to put an emphasis on. But remember that that is just only a part of it, and I want to emphasize that because we know that, you know, if you're bedridden, if you're on a journey, and you're not able to make the physical movements of the prayer, you still can make prayer. Because it is the act of our intellect, the acts of our mind, our spirits, our soul, that must make the prayer if we want it to be valid. That means we cannot just stand up and go through the motions. And when we look at this, and the word is tarafah, it means the ends it means the edges. And inside the ayah, there's tarafah, ye, and in the grammar, this is an accusative, and it's the when, it's the time. So it's explaining the time and the when of the subject. And this was to get those believers to make salat at three different times during the day. And I hope we can all agree that when we talk about three different times, the morning, the fajr, the evening, the maghrib, and the night, the isha. And let me say this, that I brought up last week that during the ascension, the prophet, peace be upon him, he was given the amount of prayers we pray a day. And it was in a discussion with Prophet Moses, alayhi salam, that he had to go back and forth to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get the original number of 50 reduced to 5. And then even then, Moses said, that ain't going to work either, but the prophet refused to return anymore. So he said, I'm going to stick with the 5, and the voice rang out, the 5 equals 50. But this ayah was given before that happened. It was given before the actual salat had became obligatory, and we had a number that we were inclined to have to do. So the time, the when, must have some significance if we're using our intelligence. So when we look at Fajr, we know that it means the dawn. It means the morning. And in the root of Fajr, it also means to have to live in sin, act immoral. Fajr is also in this root, and it means immoral. It means some translation expression said it means evil. And in the Quran, Allah says, فَأَلْهَمَّهَا فَجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَهَا. And it's enlightenment to as it's wrong, right and wrong, as it's wrong and right, because Fajr is first. It is talking about our souls. It is saying that we have the ability to know right from wrong. We have the ability to distinguish this. And some say, and I think it's important, because when I mentioned last week that the body is not weak. The body is not created to be weak. And we know, we can see that our soul is not weak either. Except that we can make both of them weak on our own accord. The body is capable of great things, and the soul is capable of great things. And when we look at the next part of this ayat, Allah says, indeed, the good deeds drive away the bad deeds. The hasanati drives away the sayyati. And let us look at this. The fajr is our opportunity to wake up, both physically and spiritually. It is the awakening inside of us to overcome the filter that covers the world. This is why, just for Fajr, the Fajr Adhan, no other Adhan is recited like the Fajr Adhan, right? As-salatu karum in and now, as-salatu karum in and now. Prayer is better than sleep. Well, this means that more than just getting out of our beds, this means we are sleeping our spiritual lives. We're sleeping our souls. We're sleeping our minds. It is better for us to wake up our senses. Wake up our intellects. Remember, we are commanded to stand up. And if we are asleep, this means we need to wake up and stand in our natures. And the bad deeds are driven away by the good deeds. And let me give the reason why this ayah was revealed. There was a brother of the Ummah that came to the Prophet, peace be upon him. And he said he had been with a woman in Medina and he had did everything except have sexual relations. And he said, here I am for you to judge. And he's speaking to the Prophet. So Umar, radiallahu anhu, he replied, if you had kept your secret, Allah would have kept it too. And that's another lesson right there. So the Prophet did not say a word. And the man left, and he called someone to go and call the man back. And when he said, and you call him back, recite this ayah. This ayah we're using today, he said, recite this ayah to him. And so the man who was being sent asked the Prophet, is this specific for this man? And Muhammad's reply was, no, it is for all of you. It is for everybody. So first, inside of the word fajara is adultery, right? But let us not focus on the physical man and woman. Let us look at it like this. When we are cheating on the remembrance of Allah, we are unfaithful to the remembrance of Allah. I mean, these words are just to put understanding in your mind. Don't get caught up on the words. We are being unfaithful. You know, the woman in this report of Hadith does not have to be a real person. That's not the point of it. It's that if we are not faithful to our own souls, it is Allah who we are not remembering. The woman can be our jobs, it can be our cars, it can be our houses, our 401k plans, our classes, whatever it is, that's what the symbol of the woman is. The point being that anytime we're not doing what we're supposed to do, we're inclined to be doing something and we're not doing it. We're doing something totally different from what we're supposed to be doing, and this is that fujur. And when we're doing what we're supposed to do, that's the taqwa. That's in that ayat that I just read a second ago. We have inside of us the ability to know right and wrong. But we are created for right. And Allah says, when you have the feeling that you have done something wrong, then you should do something good. This hasana, it means good, make good or seem good. It means excellent. And as I close the first part, the Prophet, peace be upon him, he said, you become a believer if you pray and worship Allah in such a way that your certitude, that your spirit and your certitude, that you feel that you're seeing Allah. Or if it's even lower than that, that you have a lower feeling, a lower certitude in your spirit, that at least he is seeing you. You know, this servitude is conviction. It's a confidence with a certainty. This is that amanu, that faith, where it's so strong that you have a feeling that you know Allah, or I can see Allah, even though you can't see him. And this starts with the fringes of the day. And the first time is Fajr Salat. This is where the faithfulness begins. You know, it's the hardest prayer for some to make. Because it takes a lot to get up out that bed. And we know now with the time change, you know, and it's a little chilly in the morning. Out of that warm bed. You know, you got to get out of that warm bed now. But if we look at that bed like that woman in the Hadith, then we're supposed to leave her. We ain't supposed to be messing with her. And we're supposed to get up and do this good deed. This tarifah, this, you know. And it also means, terafah also means to be a thinker. When we get up for Fajr, we're awakening our senses, we're awakening our minds, and the body is just going for the ride. It is our spirit that is inclining towards what is right. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana fil akati hasana wa qina adhabannar. Ameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. The benefits of standing up for Salat. So I spoke of the credit we get 50 if we do our 5. That means, you know, each one is worth 10. We do simple math. Each one is worth 10, but we also know in the Quran that says that he multiplies good deeds even higher than that. So I'm just giving you simple math, the baseline. So if we look at it, at this is the first good deed we can do. And this was given to us to realize that we have to do good, because it protects us. The prophet, peace be upon him, he said, have taqwa of Allah wherever you may be, and follow up a bad deed with a good deed, which will wipe it out, and behave well towards the people. Taqwa is what we are to be protecting. It is in our souls. It is what we awaken. It's what we strengthen. Follow up a bad deed with a good deed, and it will wipe it out. It'll eliminate it. It'll drive it away. This is all connected. That word is all connected, because it is inside of us that we have to remember all this. You know, remembering Allah makes us remember that the good drives away the bad. The good wipes out the bad. Right is over wrong. And truth knocks the brains out of falsehood, right? Inna hasnati yuthibna. Indeed, the good deeds. And you know, the Bible says, but if the wicked man turns from all his sins which he has committed and observes all my statutes and practices, justice and righteousness, he will surely live and he shall not die. You know, let's look at the good deeds and why they're so important. The good things in our lives that if we're doing, they work for us. You know, Abu Hurairah, he reported that Muhammad said that no salat is more burdensome on the hypocrites than the Fajr and the Isha. And if they knew their merits, as credits, they would come to them even if they had to crawl to do so. Now, the point of using that reporting is that we never know what our credit line is. We don't know how much we've got in store. Why should we feel like, I got enough. I made prayer yesterday. I ain't got to make prayer today. It can feel like that we're crawling out of bed some mornings. But we have been told by Allah that for us to wipe out the bad deeds, this is what must be done. And these deeds can be anything, you know, and please don't get, you know, stuck on that reporting I mentioned earlier about why this hadith was revealed. That's the surface. That's to get us to think. Anytime we have something that takes us away from fulfilling our orders from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it has to be looked at as something we need to make up for, something we need to correct. And this is just thinking about the Fajr Salat. We ought to look at that as our first hasana, our first good, our first excellent thing we've done today. Then we're to read the Quran, right? Allah says, establish regular prayers at the sun decline until the darkness of night, the morning prayer and reading. For the prayer and reading in the morning carry their testimony. First, let me say that the reading the Quran will be our witness. This is what we taught. It will be our witness when we're judged. It will testify for us or against us. So again, back to the establishing. Now the Maghrib. The Prophet, peace be upon him, he said, my community will always be on the natural path as long as they pray the sunset prayer. Think about the Quran as it is, it's a light. It is our guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the sun goes down and the darkness returns, it is the Quran that will give us the light, able to see the path we're on, the natural path. Sometimes someone could be so off the beaten that they say they're so off the beaten path that they've never seen, can remember that they're on the wrong path. This is how this world can get you. This is symbolic of when the darkness of the world is overtaken by the dominance it's trying to have. It is at this time during the darkness that we also resume reciting the Quran out loud. Right? We recite the Quran doing these three salats that we have. And we are told to establish in this ayat, you know, Fajr, Maghrib, and Isha. We are to see these times as darkness in the world and ignorance, especially in today's world. It is our own selves that are looking to get the light of the Quran into our world first and into the world in general. And we're not just to be spiritual. We're supposed to be rational. We are to speak up and be heard, and let us be heard with the Quran. Quranic Muslims. This is the teaching of Imam Muhammad, radiallahu anhu. It's no small thing that these prayers we are told to establish and the three that we say the Quran out loud, that's connected. That's not no small thing. And what is better than reciting the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What more do we need to deal with in this darkness of hate, ignorance, separatism, except the Quran? We have to understand that anytime we have let a bad deed go unchecked. And so when we look at this world and we see the way the world is, and we can look strictly in our community as a whole, we've let a lot of things go unchecked. These are bad deeds. You know, in this word, sayyati, the root, it means to treat badly or do evil to a disgrace. You know, be evil. So this word means to let the inclination for bad become something. But the standing up in our nature is designed to allow us to awaken, to come to life, come back to our created nature, and give us what is needed to do away with not just the darkness in our lives, but the darkness in the world. Allah says, "Kul a'udhu bi rabbi al-falaq min sharri ma khalaq." One bin Sherry Gaisikin and Hawakup. Just those, I'm going to mention this those. Say, I seek refuge with the Lord of the dark daybreak, from the evil in which he created, and from the evil of darkness when it settles. And this evil is shot, right? And when we understand that the evil in the world is there, we understand evil in the world is there, but we have to understand that it's not Allah who created the evil in the world, as the translation says. It is the created beings that Allah created that have brought the evil, that keep the evil. This is what we have to stand up against. This is what we have to be prepared for. The bad we have in our lives doesn't always mean it's something we've done to ourselves. It could be something we face, something that happens to us. This is why when we have a bad day, we have to look at a bad day just like we look at these bad deeds. We are to work to wipe them out. This is what the function of our prayer is. Once we realize it has been one of those days, it's one of those days, and we all know exactly what I mean when you have one of those days, then we have to look at the next prescribed prayer, and actually you don't need it if you just want to make sunnah. If you just want to make some prayers on your own, there's nothing that stops you. Salat is a way of relieving that pressure. Can you imagine how bad it must have been to have to come to the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, the messenger of Allah, and admit that you have done a bad deed? Just think about when you had to, you know, you didn't get caught by one of your parents, but you actually had to go tell on yourself how that felt. But now you're going to somebody that's sent by Allah, and you got to tell them that you didn't did something bad. But mind you, he could have kept it to himself, right? He was told that. You could have kept that to yourself. But some things are meant to be kept between us and Allah, no doubt. But by bringing it up, he ended up helping all of us. Because Allah has told us that, listen, whatever you're dealing with, establish yourself in my worship. He says this first. Then he says, take on the darkness you're facing and now perform the salat inside of it. The Quran, use it to combat it. And the Quran will be the light you need. Use that as a way of making a bad day into a good day. Because making a bad deed replaced by a good deed. Think about that. Replacing that bad deed with a good deed. The time has changed now, you know, so we have less time between our Fajr and our Maghrib and our other two prayers that we are obligated to do, because now we know we have Dhuhr and we have Asr. You know, so with the time change, everything is coming a lot quicker. And in no way am I neglecting those two salats. I'm just dealing with the ayah for this kutbah. The focus is on what Allah says. So we should have less time to let what we deal with bother us. And if you've made isha and something happens to you at about 8:30, then you got some more salats that's coming in the nighttime where you can go make prayer right then and there. We move the salat with the time, and that's why we started at 12:30, because it is the darkness that we're dealing with. We're looking to enlighten. So when the salat moves, we move with it. Because we're looking to enlighten the world. You know, all this is a reminder for those who are mindful. Remember, this is what Allah says. And we're trying to keep constant remembrance of Allah. Letting a bad day win is just like letting that fujur incline us to evil, to something bad. That means the shaitan has accomplished his goal for the day. We had these salats, and we should use them for our benefit, right? You know the fable, a nightingale once fell into the clutches of a hawk who had been spending all day, looking for food. And the nightingale said, "Please let me go. I'm such a small thing for your stomach of yours. And I sing very nice as well. Do let me go. And it'll do good if to hear me." And so the hawk said, "Much good will it do an empty stomach. Besides, a little bird that I have is more than a great one that has yet to be caught." So this moral of the story is a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. We've all heard that. Now, it may seem like in this fable that the nightingale is some innocent creature. But remember, there's points to these fables. And look at the name, nightingale, night, right? This nightingale we can see as our food, our spiritual food. We can see this nightingale as the darkness we're supposed to go into. It is what will feed us. It's that opportunity for us to go and take that salat. And you should come out of salat being energized, refreshed. Your stomach should be full. You know, when our stomachs are empty, it is the Quran that will fill us up. It is the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will fill us up. So look at that nightingale as an opportunity to make that prayer, make that salat, to give you some energy to deal with that darkness. It is the intellectual stomach. It is the stomach that represents the ability for us to gain knowledge. Just like this fable, the moral is a little knowledge is better than none at all. A prayer in hand is worth more too on the calendar. You just don't know what can happen. If you don't make this prayer thinking you're going to make the next one, you just don't know what can happen. That bad day can turn tragic. The purpose of it is to learn. And here's a quote from Imam Muhammad. May Allah be pleased with him. If we perform our prayers correctly, our prayer should be a 24-hour prayer. We should remain in humble obedience to our God for the whole of our lives. But there should be a physical demonstration that we are accepting the religion and worship of God Almighty. So the physical salat is the body being told what to do, and the spiritual is our thinking instructing the body what to do. Our thinking is to be Quran. Our thinking is to be on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we are at the edges of and the ends of darkness, and I mentioned that terafat, it means to be a leader. And I also said it means to be a thinker. To tell me this means that we must be ready to be leaders who are thinkers. And it will take this for us to give light to the darkness of this world. And you know the word salat. It means to reform. We are told to reform. We are to reform ourselves by making bad deeds go away by doing good deeds. And we have both Allah and Muhammad telling us this. And we are to reform the world when we are in salat. This means that the actual physical ritual, yes, but it also means how we carry ourselves, how we work in the world. You know, because our work is our worship. Let us understand that if we are truly going to glorify Allah, then we have to offer our salat at times that is called for, and yes, that means times on the prayer calendar. But most importantly, it means that we must perform when we are dealing with the darkness. You know, it could be 2 p.m., it could be 11 a.m., and it could be sunny. But we're encountering darkness. It is then the remembrance of Allah is to fuel us. The Quran is to be there for us, inside of us, to help us get through this. We have to get to a place in our lives that when we speak, you hear Quran. When we act, you hear Quran. You see Quran. You know, it may be my voice that you hear, my physical body you see, but my spirit has to be Quran. My actions, my reactions. It will stand you up. Remember, this is from last week, where we're supposed to stand up. And the ascension, with the highest level in the ascension, was Prophet Ibrahim, alayhi salam, Abraham in scripture. Remember, he was in the reporting, he's so tall. He was so tall, like a man I've never seen. This standing up and being tall as him means that we're supposed to be with our rational intelligence. That's how we're supposed to be. We're supposed to stand so tall in our rational intelligence that we stand up in our souls, in our nature. But it takes us to establish ourselves. Stand up for Salat and be always mindful. Mindful is just another way of saying being conscious of Allah. These are tools we have been given. And from the moment we say, Ashhadu la ilaha illa Allah, Ashhadu anna Muhammad al-Rasulullah, the Shahadatain, once we make that, there is no God except God, and Muhammad is his messenger. Once we have said that, then we are ready to work on the darkness. Because until we are guided there, until we are guided here, we are in dark at some point in our lives. And it was Allah that guided us to some light. But now we have learned that we must need to, you know, to continue to work on that darkness, the evil, the bad things we face. And it takes Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is he. It takes Allah, it takes his messenger, the peace and blessing be upon him. It takes those to combat what we're dealing with. And I end with this. Imam Muhammad, he said, the center post, there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger. This is what he's talking about. He said, it can bring you out of hell. He said, but the prayer is what will save you. So making the declaration brings you out of hell, but it's doing what Allah says that will save you. And we have been taken out of hell, the hell of darkness. But it will be the prayer that will save us. Now, inshallah, I have given something the benefit of the day, which all praises do. And if any errors, of course, I am responsible for. I got you, Lord, give us good in this life and give us good in the hereafter. Protect us from the torment of the fire. Ameen. A couple of announcements real quick. We have the Zakat. Please don't forget the Zakat.